Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Enema Addict, written and read by Tabitha Rain. Charlotte was no stranger to a douche, but that was usually in preparation for some anal mischief. She pulled her cheek between her teeth and flicked open her phone browser to the article that had caught her eye the day before. The health benefits of having an enema. The thought of simply filling herself with water as a pursuit just for her, not making herself clean for anyone else, sent a frisson of excitement through her body. She remembered the full feeling it gave just before expulsion and wondered if she held the water in for a bit longer, would it be sexy? In that moment, it was all she could think about. The article spoke of using coffee, so she poured what was left in the cafetiere into the douche bob and topped it up with water. She lay on the large shower floor and administered the liquid, letting the unique sensation pull her into a different zone. The urge to expel it straight away threatened to bring the fun to an abrupt halt, so she reached for her butt plug and soaped it up, easing it into the whorl at her entrance. It felt so darkly naughty to be doing this to herself, but oh, so right. She pressed harder than she usually would, gritting her teeth and taking the stretch, not wanting to spill any liquid. As the plug neared its maximum girth, she inhaled and paused to give it a slight twist. All the nerve endings pulsed and there it was, the flood in her pussy that signalled something exciting was going on very close by. She gave one last push and her ass swallowed up the shiny metal. So far, so good. Everything seemed to be in place and her clit had now woken up to the activity. Charlotte carefully stood up, checking and clenching, feeling that delicious, watery fullness. It was quite a different sensation, a deep, rumbling arousal coming from within. She reached to her clit, opening up her labia and smeared her already copious juices around. She turned the shower from a trickle to full pelt and heat. This felt so deliciously bad. Deciding she might as well go the whole way, Charlotte grabbed her G-spot dildo with a suction base. She knew exactly the level to stick it on the shower tiles and did so, turning quickly to bend at the waist and pressed her pussy up against it. Reaching through her legs, she pulled her lips apart and guided the pointed tip to her hole. It was perfect. She shuddered with excitement at the thought of doubly penetrating herself. She was so turned on and ready. The dildo slid in and she stretched to accommodate both toys. Her shoulders were heaving with effort, breaths coming deep into her diaphragm, magnified all the sensations as she started to pulse slowly on the silicon cock. The water surrounding the plug sloshing deep inside threw her into a different plane. She was cast adrift and on a sea of dark pleasure, absorbed and consumed. She flowed in and around and threw herself, eyes closed, on a voyage of fuck. And then, like the tide rising, just as she was about to reach for her clit, a grounding, low, internal orgasm started to grow. Charlotte kept up the rhythm on the dildo, loving the way it pushed at the plug as it moved, making the water ebb and swell within. Holy fucking fuck! Charlotte's whole body began to shudder around her pelvic organs. It was as if she was having a rigor or a demonic possession. Her cunt spasmed hard and Charlotte braced her arms on the opposite wall, slamming back hard onto the dildo, still shaking. Her orgasm came as if ripped from the fabric of the universe and overtook her very soul. Charlotte became aware of liquid pouring from her pussy in wave after wave of climax and realised she'd been squirting. She'd never done that before. This really was a watery, liquefying happening. Now, still braced, cunt and ass filled to the brim, arms taut, Charlotte exhaled. A giggle released from her throat and it sounded strained and muffled in the steamy shower, water cascading everywhere. She didn't know what liquid was hers. Slowly she released her cunt and moved off the dildo, watching behind her as it sprung back into place with a satisfying pop. She washed herself down, turned off the shower and reached for a towel. Feeling a glow through every cell of her flesh, Charlotte wrapped herself up, hoping to keep it all in for as long as possible. There was one thing she couldn't, though. She took her place over the toilet and made ready to move the plug. Yes, she was extremely glad she'd happened on that article. She wondered if it was possible to become an enema addict after only one session. Whether it was the coffee or the monumental orgasm that set her up for the day, Charlotte decided she was definitely going to keep up with this new morning routine. If you'd like to read more from me, head to tabitharain.com, or to hear more sexy stories read aloud, visit girlonthenet.com/audioporn.